Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Good evening, FWWC Universe. That is right. One of your co-hosts for the evening, Curtis Black, here. And just right off the bat, want to go ahead and thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Every week, they have some of the best wrestling analysis that you will find anywhere. Just this week, they had Brady Hicks and Greg Oliver online on the show. Brady Hicks is a wrestling correspondent, wrestling journalist, and Greg Oliver is the writer, editor, and producer of Slam Wrestling. In addition, they also had their High Spot segment, Shoot and Shout, and of course, the Fantasy Wrestling, or excuse me, the Wrestle Talk Podcast Game Show Challenge. So make sure you do tune in to the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee every week, Wednesday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. But with that being said, I am going to go ahead and welcome on my co-host for the evening, Marcus Mayhem. Marcus, are you with us?
Curtis. You know what? This is going to shock you. I'm actually going to say, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, it's been a pretty hectic, but we're here. How are you doing this evening, Marcus?
You know, it's a great night. It's a great Thursday night because, once again, in the FWWC, it's all about mayhem. See, they're going to call for me. And, Curtis, why you still come into work, I don't understand. But, you know, that's fine. You know, I need someone to, you know, run the boards, you know, to help intern Timmy. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, Curtis. We have a lot to talk about also.
We do, and I do want to go ahead and just, you know, quick shout-out to anybody who is listening right now. This will be our final show for 2018. We're going to take some much-needed time off over the next couple weeks here and get ready for 2019. So if you haven't called in or you haven't called in a while, make sure that this is the show you get in on. We'll be talking a lot about TLC tonight. And really, you know, going to be a bit different than normal. We will definitely talk about what happened this week. We'll have our promo of the week and role play of the week, but our primary focus is going to be on TLC coming up on Sunday. And it's really, before we get into any specific matches here, Marcus, I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on what you expect to see this weekend.
You know, and like you said, this is going to be our last show before, you know, 2019 comes rolling in, and if you haven't invited your friends and family to tune in to tonight's show, you need to, because TLC is going to be hot, and we got a lot of big-time matches that's coming up that we're going to get into, so you'd be hard-pressed to, you know, not call in or get in on this, especially some of our FWWC superstars. You need to call in because we need to hear what your plans are for TLC coming up.
Definitely. And I think kind of the best way to start that off until we get some callers in here is to start talking about the results of this last week and kind of feed into what we're going to see at TLC. And, you know, obviously, you know, Red Brand, Monday night, they seem to go together fairly well. So, Marcus, why don't you go ahead and start us off with some Red Brand matches, and we'll kind of work our way through the matches and kind of discuss where they fit in with TLC as well.
Well, the first match I'm going to get into is our TLC Universal title preview match, which was a tables match between Battle Cat and Rick Price. And in this match, it was a double count out because obviously they beat each other so bad that they couldn't get up. They was both incapacitated, so the ref had no choice but to call the match, get in the medics, get in the extra referees to help them out, because it was brutal, man. And if it's just a preview match and they beat each other this bad to where it was a tie, man, TLC is – yeah, this is going to be one of the key matches to look out for.
Oh, and I completely agree. And, you know, something that we've seen between Battlecat and Rick over the last really couple of months is that they've kind of, you know, traded wins back and forth. And, you know, Battlecat may get the upper hand here, but Richard's always kind of found a way to keep himself in that contention for that Universal title. So it's going to be exciting to see what happens at TLC. You know, personally, I think Battlecat needs to get knocked down a peg or two. Feels like he's gotten a little more cocky than he probably should be. So I'm hopeful that we'll see something like that happen. But excuse me, regardless of who comes out on top, it is definitely going to be a really exciting match. And, you know, it's exciting that you brought that one up first, because really that is kind of the main storyline that we've seen on Red Brand coming in. And I'm going to go ahead and kind of do the same thing here, which is go over to Blue Brand. And really, one of the main storylines we've seen on that side has come down to the Enchantress and Fallen. Fallen being really a woman's champion who hasn't really had competition for quite some time. And now, you know, the Enchantress is back. The Enchantress has made it clear, you know, what she's interested in getting. And on Monday night, we did, you know, pretty effectively see the Enchantress come out with a victory over Fallen that evening. So, you know, just as somebody who has, you know, seen, you know, the women's division ebb and flow, you know, over the last few years, Marcus, what do you kind of see as, you know, maybe who has the advantage going into TLC between the Enchantress and Fallen?
I mean, personally, I would have to say that the Enchantress has the clear advantage, and based off of her prior record, the title runs she's had, the success she's had, I don't think the time away that she had has really affected her at all. And with the experience and tenacity and the magic that she brings to the table, I have to lean in her favor. I mean, Fallen's been a really good champion, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, who can say no to the Enchantress?
Hey, it's definitely be an incredibly interesting match, and I'm going to warn, you know, everybody's kind of listening tonight, we are going to do a bit of jumping around here, because really tonight is going to be about superstars and what's coming up in TLC, and I've actually been brought to my attention here by intern Timmy, that we actually have one of our top champions in the group on hold here, and we're going to bring him on here in a minute. But for those of you that may not have been paying attention to the Blue Brand and their challenges as of recently, really kind of dating back to Survivor Series, we saw some issues with Daniel Grimm, you know, disappearing, you know, whether or not he was going to show up, and now we have Daniel Grimm, who is the number one contender for the FHC championship, which is going to be held by the individual I'm about to bring on. And that man is a man who resides in Columbus Park. There's none other than Big T, the Paisan. Big T, are you with us?
Gentlemen, I'm here tonight. How's it going?
Doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Hey, I woke up this morning, brother. You know what I'm saying?
So
we'll go back to sleep.
As I,
Marcus Mayhem, so you as, got jokes, don't you, bud?
So as I alluded to, T, as I was bringing you on here, you know, there's been a bit of some drama between yourself and Daniel Grimm here, really, over the last few weeks. You know, Daniel Grimm seeming to take his ball and go home, and then, you know, shows back up in the locker room. Yourself, you know, indicating, you know, he has not earned his shot, and, you know, you would not be defending it at TLC. So from the horse's mouth, I would love to get, you know, we have yet to see a card from the general manager, El Luchador. Are we going to be seeing you defending your FHC title at TLC?
No, I won't be at the event this Sunday, son. Daniel Grimm still ain't proven to me that he has what it takes to be the top champ on Blue Brand.
Well, if that's the case, I got a question, Big T. I mean, you the champ, you the man on Blue Brand. But, you know, if Grimm says, you know, let's do this, and I mean, you say he hasn't earned it, okay, I get that. But, you know, what if people are just saying, hey, maybe you're scared, maybe you're running. I mean, if you all talk, then maybe you should defend your title anyway and shut everybody up. It'll shut Grimm up, it'll shut everybody up, or are you just chicken?
Hey, Marcus Mayhem, listen to one thing when I say this, son. Ever since Big T's been here in the FWWC, he's been on top of the mountain. Now, let's backtrack a little bit here, though. You see, when Big T was going after the Universal title or the FHC title, he didn't take his ball and go home and start crying. But that's how the MSOF guys work. You know what I'm saying? You see, Big T hit the hammer on the head and let my competitor know what was going on. And Grimm pulled a Big Sam. But you know what? If Big T or Grimm has the co-heads to show up Sunday, then we're going to have an old-fashioned Italian Columbus Park beatdown.
So I got one more thing to ask you. You know, since you're the proclaimed, you know, king of the Blue Brand, you say you've been at the top of the mountain, even though it's probably, you know, a trash mountain or whatever the case might be. It's your mountain. I'm not disputing that. But
Marcus Mayhem, when was the last time you was on top of a mountain, son?
I'm not on top of mountains. I'm in the stratosphere. I'm up there. I don't need to be on mountains. I'm way above you, man. So you can have your mountain. I'm way up there if you want to get technical.
Hey, listen,
this is about you, not about me.
Listen, the fact of the matter is, come Sunday night, Daniel Grimm and I walk into TLC, and I'm walking out with my title. I'm through playing games. I'm through with his little jokes. I'm through with his little comments. Last SOF member that cashed in on Big T left brokenhearted, and we're just going to leave it there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I need to clarify a point here. So at the beginning of this conversation, you said you were not defending against Daniel Grimm. Now, it's if Daniel Grimm is there, you guys are going to – so which is it? Are we going to see you defending your title or you're not defending your title?
Big T, by now, everybody knows, Big T don't back down from a fight. So if Daniel Grimm shows up, and if Daniel Grimm has a slight advantage to take my FHC title, which won't happen, I will raise that man's arm in the air Sunday night and congratulate him. But I don't think he has what it takes to be a top champ. I think he likes being the big, what's his name, the big something mid-card?
You know. Probably should not say it on this show, but
listen,
anybody
Daniel
in
Grimm
the locker
stick
room
to beef, listen, Daniel Grimm better stick to beefing with the guys he's been beefing with. Because let me tell you something. When Big T and Luchador, the Blue Brand, get together and put this plan together, because I'm defending Sunday night, the Kansas City Connection will be in effect.
I'm sorry. I almost choked off my drink. Dora the Explorer and Big Turd going to team up for a plan. Man, it's almost like drawing it with a crayon on a piece of paper. I mean, this is going to be good. This is more of a comedy show. I'm interested in how this is going to turn out.
Mr. Black, why did you let this clown on the show tonight? After what I tell you about keeping the trash outside.
Well, I mean, you know, with the agreements that we had to make to get on the air, we had to have a certain percentage of La Familia people on at a given time. Rick was serving that role for a while, but, you know, he had to go do
Curtis,
his
tell
thing.
The truth.
So now we have Marcus.
You needed a superior co-host. That's why I'm here. Just tell the truth, Curtis. Quit lying to the people.
I mean, it's called affirmative action, and in this case,
you know, Marcus,
it's for La Familia.
I think he has a soft spot for you. I kind of like you deep down. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, now things are just getting weird.
Battle Scott likes to call himself the top champ, but everybody knows who the real champ is around here.
I mean, we do. But okay, so before anything gets any farther off the rails here, Big T, we definitely let you have some pretty good amount of time on the show here tonight. So before we let you go and move on to the other amazing matches we're going to have at TLC, what would you like to leave the FWWC universe before we let you go?
Well, let's just leave it at this. Go Chargers.
All right, cut this dude off. This scrub doesn't need to be on anymore.
All right. Well, thank you, Big T, for calling in. That was your FHC heavyweight champion, Big T to Pison. You will see him facing off against Daniel Grimm. Daniel Grimm shows up at TLC this Sunday.
Curtis, I have a quick question, Curtis, about this. It's something that kind of got brought up about him and a luchador coming up with the plan. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think is going on since you're, you know, exclusively to Blue Brand? What do you think is going on between those two?
I mean, that's a great question. Honestly, we've heard this talk, you know, really for the last couple of weeks since there's been this confusion with Daniel Grimm about the Kansas City connection. And we've heard it really being one-sided. It's really only been from Big T that we've heard anything about that. El Luchador's really kind of just let it ride. So, you know, whether or not this is an actual plan, whether or not this is something that Big T has actually set up with El Luchador or just something that's kind of a figment of his imagination, I'm not entirely sure. I think we'll get the answer to that on Sunday. If there is something going on between them, then maybe, you know, somebody needs to look into what's going on with the general manager. But if there's not, then I guess, you know, Big T's a little crazier than we all thought. Really, really just depends on what happens on Sunday. So. But with that being said, you know, we've discussed the Blue Brand quite a bit here. Why don't we go ahead and discuss some more matches from Red Brand, either at TLC or what we're seeing coming up for Monday night?
Let's see. I'm going to kind of blast through a few matches because I really do want to really get into this TLC card for Red Brand. So quickly, another match that we had going on this past Monday was the Hardcore Title Chase last spot match. And it was between Mad Dog Gully Banks and Hardcore Hoss. And whoever won this match has the pleasure of being in the Hardcore Championship contract match at TLC, and Hardcore Hoss end up being the winner in that match, which, you know, Mad Dog's, you know, coming back from his, you know, little vacation and came up short. And I couldn't have been happier because, you know what, Hardcore Hoss, my boy, is going to make this match very, very interesting. Also, there was a kind of a triple threat hardcore match between myself, Bishop, and Tank Westbrook that ended up in a tie. And obviously, you know, I took control of the match. You know, Bishop and Tank, they were, you know, trying to gang up on me. And, you know, I do what I do. You know, I beat everybody up. But, you know, I got into the ring. Something was down with his sweat. I slipped and fell, hurt myself, rolled out the ring. Everybody else was incapacitated. Ended up being, you know, a tie. You know how that goes, Curtis. Stuff happens.
Hey, yeah, definitely. I mean, it is the way it is sometimes. You know, you beat the hell out of each other so much, you can't come to a finish. I know that very well.
And to finish that off, the last match was the main event match between Heel Deal Madman Joe, and which was important for this match. Whoever won, they get to add another weapon to their TLC match for the European title, and Heel Deal won. So I'm not sure which weapon he's really wanting to go with, but that's going to give him a little bit of an edge in his match.
Well, why don't we actually get to that? Because before the show started, especially as I like to do prior to the big pay-per-views, I like to reach out to the general managers and get their cards, you know, so we can talk about them and really give as much information as possible. And so really the first thing I want to kind of cover from that information I was provided, we can kind of consider some breaking news. So intern Timmy, if you want to go ahead and hit that for us. All right, so from the desk of Savior Saint, the GM of Red Brand, it has been confirmed of what that additional weapon is going to be in the TLC match between Heel Deal and Madman Joe. And what we will be seeing is tables, ladders, barbed wire, and chairs. And so I asked Xavier Saint, since he couldn't join us tonight, if he could maybe extrapolate a little bit more, you know, barbed wire, you know, ring ropes, what are we expecting to see? And what he indicated was this will be much like a traditional TLC match. However, many of the chairs will be covered in barbed wire. You'll have barbed wire covered tables. While some of the ladders will be necessary to climb, some of them will as well have barbed wire wrapped around. So essentially, we're just going to see people torn to shreds. But I'd love to kind of get your thoughts, Marcus, on the addition of barbed wire to this match.
Man, my boy Heel Deal, man, I don't know what he's been drinking on, but that dude is crazy. Like, you know, me and him being, you know, the longest reigning tag team champion and one of the greatest of all time, this is a side of him I haven't really seen. I know he can be kind of brutal, but I wonder what got to his head to really think it was smart to be putting barbed wire on everything like that. But Madman Jones, I'm telling you, he's going to be in a world of hurt if he doesn't be careful with Heel Deal.
Oh, definitely. That's, we definitely covered a lot from Red Brand here. Really kind of covered our Monday night. I'm going to go ahead and kind of scoot through the rest of Blue Brand from Monday night and we'll just kind of move on our way here. So we did have an additional three other matches that did take place on Blue Brand from Monday night, the first of which was kind of get it out of the way quickly because I don't like to toot my own horn, was myself facing off against Daniel Grimm in a steel cage match. Winner of that would be moving on to face Douglas James for the cross brand title shot going on TLC. And I was able to touch just shortly before Daniel Grimm, so I will be moving on to fight for the possibility of taking the hardcore title from the Red Brand. Sometime in the future after TLC. So, in addition to that, we had El Luchador facing off against Jimbo Slice. We did see El Luchador, pull off a victory in that match. And then finally, you had the Brick Wall of James Butkus facing off against Douglas James for a spot in, I believe, the Legends Championship King of the Mountain match that will be taking place at TLC. And in that case, we did see a tie between those two men. So from what my notes have here, we will see both of them competing in that King of the Mountain match to ultimately go for the now vacant FWWC Legends Championship. So big night on both brands here. Any thoughts for what we saw on Blue Brand here, Marcus, before we kind of move on to our kind of first break of the evening?
All I got to say is that, believe it or not, out of all these matches, the one I'm looking forward to is the women's title match. That's the one I'm really keeping my eye on.
And it's going to be great because we haven't seen it, I mean, really defended in so long. So to see those women, have the opportunity to show why, that title has the lineage it does here in the FWWC, it's really, really going to be great. So. But before we go much further and kind of go into Tuesday night and really jump into TLC head first here, we do want to go ahead and thank our sponsors, the WrestleTalk Podcast, with Joe and Renee again. If you missed them last night, make sure you go back and check out the replay. They did have pro wrestling journalist Brady Hicks on during their first hour, and then writer, editor, and producer of Slam Wrestling, Greg Oliver, in the second hour. In addition, always have your favorite WrestleTalk segments, that being the High Spot segment, Shoot and Shout, the WrestleTalk Podcast Game Show Challenge, and personally our favorite here at the FWWC tonight, the FWWC segment. So if you missed it, check it out. Otherwise, make sure you check them out live starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, Wednesday night. That is the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Now, one thing I do want to go ahead and do here, as anybody who's listened to FWWC Tonight here for any period of time knows, We do like to give away awards as we go through the evening. And as we're about halfway through our time here, I do think it's appropriate for us to go ahead and give our first award. And this is going to be an award. It may be a little shocking to some, and I'd love to kind of get Marcus's thoughts here in just a moment. But it was something we had seen from someone that we have not seen in a very long time. This is a man who, a member of La Familia, is one of the most intimidating people in the FWWC. He is who he is. So really, before we go much further here, we are going to go ahead and hit our promo of the week music. So, intern Timmy, if you can go ahead and find us that, we will kind of get moving on here. So I would simply like to say congratulations to Julius Cairo for winning promo of the week. Some people may complain it wasn't very long, you know, this, that, whatever. All I'm going to say is whether it's 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, if your promo makes an impact when you drop it, as this one did, you're going to win promo of the week. So congratulations. I'd love to get your thoughts here, Marcus.
Yeah, like you said, it doesn't matter, you know, if it's 5 minutes or whatever the time. The main thing is when Julius Cairo speaks, people listen. And that's all that matters. Like, I've met the man before. I mean, he's intimidating. And he demands and commands his respect. So, I mean, it's a well-earned, you know, award that he got. And I don't think anybody's going to argue with that, because then they would have to speak to Cairo personally, and I don't think they want that.
I cannot disagree with you at all there. So one last thing before we jump in here. I do know we have a couple of people on hold here. We're having a little bit of a, you know, a little short staff this evening. So if you don't mind, if you are on hold and you do want to go ahead and get on the show, all we would ask is that you go ahead and send us the last 4 digits of your phone number to either myself or Marcus Mayhem through Facebook or any of the other ways of contacting us, to let us know who we've got on the line, and we would be more than happy to get you on here. So, but really going from there, Marcus, I figure might as well go ahead and jump right into our matches from Tuesday, and then we can really move into TLC as a whole. And so for that, we figure we might as well go ahead and start with Blue Brand, since we started with Red last time. And in this, the first match we saw, did see really a member I was just an individual I was just thanking for sponsoring us here. We saw the Enlightened One, Alexander Jones, facing off against Daniel Grimm. And in this match, this really would decide who's going to be moving on to that King of the Mountain match we were discussing earlier for the Undisputed Legends Championship. And I don't know if you caught the podcast last week, Marcus, but we actually did have Alexander Jones on the line. And he seemed to be, you know, kind of lost his way almost. You know, seemed like he was maybe going to turn over, you know, leaf to the new night, to the old nightmare, you know, after losing. And unfortunately, we did see, you know, Alexander Jones lose again to Daniel Grimm. So I'd love to get your thoughts here. You know, are we going to see the old nightmare back? You know, did you happen to catch that conversation, and kind of what you think of Daniel Grimm, you know, moving into position to potentially hold another champion?
You know, as much as Nightmare Jones wants to come back, I think he'll be kept at bay. I know, you know, Alexander wants to, you know, be about peace and harmony and, you know, and like I've told him, like, listen, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I like Nightmare Jones, but, you know, whenever he feels Nightmare Jones coming back, you know, he goes into his quiet place, light some incense, drink a couple of Fantas, and he's good to go. The guy is chill.
And I mean, you would know a little bit better than I would. You know, being La Familia and all, you'd have more exposure to him. I've only ever known the Nightmare. I haven't really had a good chance to get to know Namaste, the Enlightened One. But just hearing him talk last week, you know, definitely had me a little concerned. But you know, we'll see what happens if you know he can't end up pulling off some victories here. You know, maybe we will see the old Nightmare, but it was definitely something that I kind of keep an eye on here. And then really the last match that we have for Blue Brand on Tuesday was another Undisputed Legends Championship qualifier match. This was a triple threat match, seeing Big Tita Paisan face off against DJZ, as well as Kronos, the Titan of Time. And really the top two qualifiers of this match would move forward to, again, join the King of the Mountain match at TLC. And in this match, we did see DJZ and Kronos advance over Big Tita Paisan, moving to that Undisputed Legends Championship match at TLC. So, again, that match in and of itself is going to be absolute chaos, I believe. You know, looking at my notes here that I just received from GM El Luchador, is going to be a five-member King of the Mountain match for that vacant Legend Championship. So definitely going to be one of the more crazy matches when it comes to just bodies flying all over the place, and definitely going to be something exciting to watch.
Excuse me. Well, I'm glad that El Luchador, you know, decided to get his responsibilities done. Because I was about to give him a call myself, even though I'm on Red Brand. He knows I can't stand him. But
yeah, definitely.
Besides that fact. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, it was definitely cutting it a little close here, receiving the card halfway through the show. But, hey, I'm not going to make any judgments. I'm sure he had, you know, work that he needed to get to. But we definitely do have
come
it
on,
here.
Curtis. No, that is not going to be acceptable, saying that he probably had something to do. Sitting in your car, listening to Bon Jovi, eating McDonald's and Big Mac does not constitute his work, okay? I don't care what you or anyone else says. That is not work. That is not GM work. That is sitting on your behind, eating food, listening to Bon Jovi. That is not cool.
Hey, as that very well could be. I don't know what GM Luchador does in his spare time, so you could be 100% right. But we've got quite a bit to still discuss here from TLC, so why don't we go ahead and cover Red Brand, and then we will jump into those matches from TLC.
All right, the only match we had for Tuesday night was a match between Hilldale and Battle Cat, in which Battle Cat ended up getting the win, and as much as I can't stand to say anything nice about Battle Roach at all because it's hard, but I have to be objective. It's part of my job. The man's been on fire. I don't know what it is about certain parts of the year when, you know, the Roaches hibernate. He just starts being clutch, and he starts being on fire, and I can't understand for the life of me why that happens, but there's no denying he's one of the hottest superstars in the FWC right now.
You are 100% right. And again, you know, as we both kind of, you know, don't exactly like admitting, he seems to find, you know, his footing when it tends to matter the most. And unfortunately, we're a month out from Royal Rumble. We're, you know, a few days away from TLC. It's the time of the year where things do tend to matter a little more. And here we are, Valcat's holding the Universal title. So it's going to be interesting what happens here, but really, that kind of covers, you know, everything that happened for the week. So I think at this point, we're going to go ahead and start discussing the TLC card. And what I want to do for what I think is probably one of the matches that everybody's looking forward to the most, and the reason I think we should discuss it now, is because we do have, you know, an individual who goes by the title of manager, spokesperson, you know, whatever he'd like to be referred to as, you know, when it comes to La Familia. So I'm going to go ahead and bring this individual on the line, but what I really wanted to go ahead and discuss with them, as well as you, Marcus, is going to be the tag team, unified tag team championship match, which is going to see the Union facing off against Heel Greatness. And so with that being said, I do want to go ahead and thank Robert for joining us this evening. Robert, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
So I'm sure you kind of heard as in my introduction here, but, you know, chips down, you are, I won't say advocate because that was a special other individual who was in the group, but spokesperson, manager for La Familia, and you do, in fact, have two La Familia teams who are going to be facing off against each other for the unified tag titles, the Union and Heel Greatness. So, you know, when it comes down to who are you, you know, pushing for as the manager of that group, what should we expect, and who do you expect will come out on top?
Look, I'm not going to pick sides on who I'm very pushing for. It's the fact that we're always here to steal the show. We're here to be great, and TLC will be no exception. Now, we have the two best tag teams around as of today, and we're going to push and strive to steal the show as we always do. So the Union and Heel Greatness will be no exception.
Hey, I can't disagree with that at all. Marcus, I'd love to get your thoughts as well and any questions you might have here for Robert.
Robert, what's up, brother?
What's up, Marcus?
See, everyone be sleeping on Robert. That's the man right there. Watch. See, big things are coming for Robert, and I'm telling you guys, everyone say, oh, Robert, he's been gone, and Robert this, and he ain't. No. Just watch. It's the end of the year, but when 2019 comes around, Robert's going to make some noise, so y'all better watch out for that. But in regards to this match between the Union and Heel Greatness, I mean, you know, like you said, La Familia always steals the show. Always. And it's going to be by far the best match. It's going to be one hell of a match. I mean, you got four of the, by far the top stars in the FWWC. And I'm going to go out on a limb. You know why? Because I'm Marcus Mayhem. I am going to pick a winner. And I think who's going to win is Heel Greatness.
Oh.
And you heard it from me. You see, it's all about family here in La Familia. And, of course, I mean, it's hard to pick when you got, you know, all your brothers fighting in one match. But come on. I'm being objective here. I think Heel Greatness is going to pull off the upset.
You may be right. You may be right and may be wrong, but that's the greatness of what we do. It's like no matter what, we come out on top.
And the great thing about it is because the Union, I mean, they're the type of guys, and it's more than just them in the FWWC, but they're the type of guys that even if they lose, they're still going to be just as great without the belt as if they did have the belt. And that's what you call, like, superstardom. And, you know, that's the legacy right there. Like, you don't even need a tag belt to still be considered, you know, top tier in the group. That's just my opinion.
Well, that's what you could say about the other tag team as well. I mean, you got Rashard Priest and Heel Deal that still make noise in the group, and they really don't need belts to prove themselves that they still are just as great as the Union.
I cannot argue with any of the points you're saying, and obviously these two teams have found themselves in the match for obvious reasons. They are some of the best tag teams the FWWC has going right now. Robert, before we let you go here, I do want to go ahead and give you the opportunity to advocate for La Familia. Any final thoughts, words, whatever you would like to say here, the floor is yours.
My final words will be, just like Marcus Mayhem has done said tonight, that don't sleep on me, I may or may not be around, but 2018, and closing it out, Robert is going to make some noise and going into 2019. So you better expect big things from me very, very soon.
All right. Well, Robert, personally, I cannot wait to see what we have coming forward from you. And I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And you have a great rest of your evening. Marcus, hours been flying by. We're 2/3 of the way done with our evening. And we've still got a lot to cover. So why don't you go ahead and throw out some TLC matches for RepRand, and we'll kind of work our way through our matches we got coming up.
Well, another match I want to get into that's I think is another key match is the Universal Championship match between Battlecat and Rick Price. And, you know, as much as, again, I love my brothers, I want Rick Price to win, but this isn't going to be easy. Like I said, Battlecat is on fire. The dude is hot. You can't touch him. Nobody wants to touch him. But he can't be touched right now because he's so hot. And it's gonna be a hard, hard climb for Rick Price to take that title from Battlecat because he doesn't like to, you know, let go of titles very easily. I mean, I've spoken with him before. You know, I say, I know you don't like to let go of titles. You know, you let go of, you know, of combs and stuff like that. You let go of all that, but you don't let go of titles. I don't understand, but... You know, Battlecat told me over and over again, over his dead body, that anybody's going to take that title from him.
Oh, he's, you know, we've had him on the show here multiple times since he's won it. He is definitely somebody who, you know, he's not afraid to make his point known and to make his point over and over and over until you can't, there's no excuse for not understanding what he's saying. And he's made it very clear, you know, in the last few weeks that, you know, he's not really concerned about this match. He's not concerned about Rick. He is going to go into TLC. He's going to, you know, do what he has to do, and he's going to walk out with the Universal title. And that, personally, I think that may be his downfall. You know, Rick, you know, however you want to refer to him, you know, is not somebody to, you know, be taken lightly or to underestimate. You know, he's proven that multiple times, just as Battlecat's proven that he can, you know, come out of nowhere multiple times to score a victory. So, you know, I agree. This is definitely going to be one of the matches to watch. It is going to be definitely interesting to see what happens and potentially, you know, looking at the landscape on Red Brand changing, you know, if Rashard does pick up that title, you know, and potentially the next match we discuss, which is going to be Heel Deal and Madman Joe, if Heel Deal is also able to maintain his title, then you're essentially looking at Red Brand, you know, minus the hardcore title, really being dominated by La Familia, which is just, you really are not seeing on the Blue Brand. And I kind of love to get your thoughts on that as well.
My thoughts is, you know, it's going to be close. I mean, it can go either way personally. And I mean, I don't know. It's hard to put into words. I mean, the excitement is going to be through the roof, and it's going to be some bloodshed in this match. I guarantee you that.
Oh, 100%. There is some serious hate between these individuals, and we are definitely going to see it, you know, come to the front at TLC. Now, you know, since we went ahead and discussed, you know, the main event match for Red Brand, I'm going to go ahead and throw out the main event. And we discussed it, you know, a little bit with one of the men who's going to be in the match. But the FHC title match pitting Big T to Pizon versus Daniel Grimm. Now, obviously, this is assuming Daniel Grimm shows up to the arena that night, assumes everybody's ready to fight. But, you know, but assuming all of that and assuming this match does take place, you know, I personally, I've had to fight Daniel Grimm, you know, multiple times in the last few weeks. But I don't know that he can pull off, you know, that victory over Big T. Big T's kind of shown in the last few weeks, minus, you know, a stray loss here and there, but he does kind of have the division on lock. I'd kind of love to get your thoughts, you know, regarding Grimm. And
you know, this is the moment Grimm has been waiting for. And personally, I don't think he's gonna drop the ball on this one. I mean, Big T's the champ for a reason. Big T talks all this, whatever it is, you know, he's all big and bad. You know, he doesn't know if he wants to get up or go back to sleep, you know. And as great as a fighter Big T is, I have this feeling that he's kind of going to just kind of look down on his opponent too much. And Daniel Grimm, the underdog, he's going to take advantage of it and shock the world at TLC and take that title from him.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, this is something that we've seen Daniel Grimm do in the past. He's on a little bit of a streak here. He pulls off some victories, and you know, the next thing you know, he's carrying around multiple titles. So, I mean, this could just be the start of that again on the Blue Brand. And while we definitely have had our disagreements over the last, you know, month or so, I am excited to see what happens. You know, whether or not he pulls it off, I know he's definitely going to put T through hell. So, but I will go ahead and throw it back to you here, and we can cover another Red Brand match tomorrow. So.
Another important match that we're going to get into is kind of it's a given who's going to win the match, but it's a triple threat match between myself, Bishop, and Hardcore Hoss, and it's for a chance to win a contract to cash in to get a shot at the Hardcore Championship. And, you know, Hardcore Hoss, my brother, you know, I'm glad he's in the match because it gives me something to do. Because if he wasn't in the match and I had to go against Bishop and Mad Dog, you know, I would have got bored. And, you know, personally, I don't like getting bored. So he's going to give me something to do. You know, Bishop, I mean, he's been trying to keep himself relevant. He's been, you know, showing his face, preaching, you know, hoo-ha. You know, I have anointed oil, you know, I take baths and, you know, fizz water and stuff like that, you know. But like I've told him before, you're messing with the devil here. And you come across me, I'm gonna hit you so hard, you're going to have to get baptized again. I mean, I'm going to cold cock him. So you better be careful and don't be bringing this holy water, I'm going to pray for you crap. Because that's not going to get you far. I plan on winning this match.
Yeah, I mean, seeing Hardcore Hoss in the match, and, you know, I do have a bit of respect for the Bishop. You know, he's made a hell of a show in here since he's come in. You know, but with yourself and Hardcore Hoss in the match together, I do see it becoming one of you two walking out. Because ultimately, I just see you two, you know, attacking and destroying him. And then, you know, duking it out amongst yourselves, which, you know, regardless, you know, I wish you luck. I wish Hardcore Hoss luck. I wish Tank luck, because I'll throw out my next match is going to be myself versus Douglas James. And whoever wins that match will win an opportunity to challenge for the Hardcore Championship in the future. Now, whether that's before you get the opportunity to challenge for it or whether it's after, it doesn't make any difference, but personally, I hope you win that title so I can come challenge you and take it from Red Brand.
We've had this discussion before. Curtis, you don't want this smoke, man. You don't want none, Curtis.
See, that's the thing. The hardcore matches that I've had, the two times over the championship, you know, they fought great, but I haven't fought somebody as evil as Marcus Mayhem. I feel like that's necessary to seal my third victory. But regardless, I mean, you know, we're talking a little bit about our matches, maybe a little too much. You know, we don't want to make anybody think that we're not, you know, even keeled when we're on the show. We can definitely move on from those matches here. What else are we going to see from Red Brand on Sunday night?
We will also have
A cross-brand champ versus champ match between Tank and Jimbo Slice, one of the greatest to have ever done in the FWWC and one of the best in La Familia's history. And it's just kind of a pride match between Tank and Jimbo Slice. And personally, you know, I'm torn, you know. I mean, Tank's on Red Brand and I'm on Red Brand, but Jimbo Slice is my brother. The blood is thicker than water. So you damn straight, I'm rooting for Jimbo Slice to win this match.
I mean, I cannot, you know, disagree with you at all. It's going to be a great match to watch. You know, personally, I mean, I've said it on the podcast before, this attitude change that we've seen in Tank recently where he's taking more after Battlecat and kind of just saying, fuck everyone, fuck his opponents. You know, probably saying language I shouldn't be on the show that we're at the time that we are. But Tank, I just feel like, has maybe, you know, gotten a little bit too big for his britches, and is kind of, you know, maybe attacking and being a little belligerent to the people that, you know, helped get him where he was. So I'm personally pulling for Jimbo Slice. You know, he is somebody who is one of the most old school in the sense that he's going to beat you in ways that you've never been beaten before because, you know, most of the people who've done him have moved on, but he knows how to bring a whole new level of hurt when it comes to stepping in the ring with him. I've only been able to do it once or twice, but I will never forget what happened in those times that occurred. So it is going to be a crazy, insane TLC. I do notice, just real quickly here, that we do have, we did have an individual on hold, but it looks like they dropped off. So I'm going to throw it back. I'm going to hold on to it here for just a second. And we will go ahead and discuss kind of the match that we have been mentioning a few times here. But this is the Undisputed Legends Championship King of the Mountain match. There's a match that's going to occur a little bit earlier in the evening to determine one of the competitors. We will see El Luchador de Kansas City and Jimbo Slice face off earlier in the evening for the opportunity to join this match, which will see the winner of that match plus the Brick Wall James Buttkiss, DJZ, Kronos the Titan of Time, and Daniel Grimm facing off for that Undisputed Legends Championship match. The King of the Mountain match, we're essentially looking at, you know, a TLC match by a different name, ultimately going to pull down that Legends Championship. So just your thoughts here, Marcus, on really one of probably the more crazy matches we're going to see just by the sheer number of people that are going to be involved.
You know, the name that stands out to me is Kronos. You know, people must have overlooked or must have forgot who he is. I mean, a triple champion. I mean, enough said. And I think he's the guy who's going to be walking out with the Legends Championship. With no disrespect to, you know, the Notorious BUM and, you know, my brother Jimbo and Grimm and Dora the Explorer and James Jim Rome Buttkiss. I mean, I think Kronos is going to walk away with this one. He just has the pedigree to pull it off.
I 100% agree with you. Now, like you were saying, as you look at those names, and I no disrespect to any of the competitors involved, but, I mean, really, he is the one whose name stands out. And honestly, you know, it's the Undisputed Legends Championship of that group. He is one of, you know, if Jimbo were to make it in, I would consider him a legend as well. But those are the two that I would consider legends here in the FWWC. So it always seems, you know, appropriate if Kronos were to go ahead and walk out as the Legends Champion. We're getting real close to the end here, so why don't we go ahead and discuss our last few matches for TLC, and we'll give away our last award and get out of here for the evening.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so just kind of looking over my notes here on Blue Brand, it looks like we have one final match that's going to be taking place this Sunday, and again, another match that we've kind of alluded to throughout the night, and that is the FWWC Women's title match. Now, this match is not going to be an ordinary match. No, we are going to be seeing them fighting in a chairs match, and it's going to be the champion, the Fallen, facing off against the newly returned Enchantress. And, you know, I just got the information, you know, probably about 15 minutes ago, that this is now being made a chairs match, and that just, that adds a whole new level of concern that I have for these individuals walking in. And TLC, they're always dangerous, but when you're specifically just told, here's a chair, go beat the living hell out of each other, it definitely raises the level of concern a little bit. You know, who do you think is going to come out on top right now? I also think the Enchantress is probably going to pull it out after that dominant, you know, performance we saw on Monday, but I'd love to kind of get your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, I think she's going to pull it off also. I mean, she wants her title back. She feels she's entitled to it. And she'll do whatever is necessary to get that back. And, you know, as much as the Fallen has held on to that belt, I don't think she's going to stand up to the magic that the Enchantress is going to bring.
I mean, I cannot disagree with you at all. The Enchantress is definitely one of the most interesting and, you know, toughest competitors that we've seen in the FWWC in some time. And I think it's just a matter of time before she takes back what I would consider to be rightfully hers as one of the better women champions we've had here over the last year. Any other matches that we're missing from the Red Brand before we give our last award away here?
The last match we're going to get into is the European title match between Heel Deal Madman Joe. And as you alluded to earlier, since Heel Deal won his match earlier this week, he chose to add barbed wire to the match. So it's going to be tables, ladders, chairs, mixed in with a little barbed wire for some extra fun and extra goodness. And I got to say, for Heel Deal to be able to add that to his match, yeah, it's going to favor him big time.
I cannot disagree at all. I think you said it perfectly earlier when we were discussing, you know, the barbed wire being added. Heel Deal's a little crazy. I don't know what kind of clicked on in his mind to think that adding barbed wire to this was a good idea. But, you know, as somebody who's, you know, had their share of barbed wire, you know, involved in matches, all I'm going to say to both individuals is good luck, and be ready to see your blood spilled all over the place, because, I mean, it's really, that's probably what's going to happen here. Now, I've been told, and I'm checking with intern Timmy to see if they're on the line here, that we do have one more individual I want to squeeze on real quick, as they are a competitor in one of the main events. So I'm going to go ahead and bring them on the line. I know we're getting real close to the end here, but we do have on the line an individual who is going to be facing off against Big T for the FHC Heavyweight Championship at TLC, and that is Daniel Grimm. Daniel, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, I just want to ask this. We had Big T earlier on this evening indicated that not only if you didn't show up, would he not be defending, but was fairly confident that he was going to be able to defeat you pretty handedly at TLC. And then not long ago on the thread, we did have an announcement from the Blue Brand GM, El Luchador, indicating that not only will Big T be defending his title against you at TLC, but we will now see him defending it in a tables match. I'd love to get your reaction to that, as well as what we should expect from you here this Sunday.
I mean, it doesn't really surprise me to hear that Big T is trying to, you know, run away from this fight. He's been trying to do that ever since that one promo he dropped, 2 weeks ago? Whatever it was, He's only done run away. I'm not shocked. It's, I mean, either way, he's going to get his ass handed to him one way or another. If he doesn't want to defend it, I'll make him. But
I mean,
how are you going to make
someone who's a chicken bite you? How are you going to pull that off?
Well, he can only run so far. I mean, he calls himself Big T. We know he ain't running far.
Oh, Daniel.
It's all this talk from T, who finally decides to show up on a podcast, and he's been MIA for how long, telling me that I was undeserving, and yet I'm the one, you know, that's qualifying for two title matches at TLC, and he's trying to run away from his one defense.
Now, Daniel Graham, I do have one thing. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. You have a history. And there's naysayers. I mean, I've been one who's, for the most part, supported you your whole career. You know, said don't sleep on Daniel Graham or whatnot. But people will allude to you do have a history of coming up short in the big moments. What do you say to those people?
Hey, you know, like Big T says, sun shines on a dog ass every once in a while, right?
Not if it stinks as bad as his.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
either way, you know, it's happening one way or another.
Well, this works about perfectly. I didn't mean to interrupt you here, but you know, we're getting real close to the end of the night. But we did have one award that we still needed to give away. So, and it's great that we have you on the line because you're actually involved in this award. So, intern Timmy, if you go ahead and hit our role play of the night music, please. So, Daniel Grimm, we want to go ahead here at the FWWC tonight and congratulate you as well as Alexander Jones for the role play of the week for Tuesday night. I don't have a lot more to say about it. Marcus, if you have anything you'd like to say to him, like I said, we're getting real close to our end of our session here.
No, I don't have much to say on it. I wonder if Grimm wants to briefly go into, you know, his role play with Alexander Jones.
I mean, from the get-go, it was, I may have underestimated him. He started, you know, handing me my ass in the first few moments, but either way, like Loser Jones says, he's just a loser now. He can't get it done, so I had to come in and, you know, do my job.
Well, hey. I personally thought it was a hell of a match. It was exciting to watch. But if Marcel doesn't have anything else, then Grimm, I would just go ahead and ask you, as we do every time we talk, is there anything else you would like to leave the FWWC universe with before we let you go this evening?
I mean, come TLC, you're going to be looking at a possible triple champion, the only champion here on Bloomerang. So, everybody get ready, because Daniel Grimm ain't falling back like he used to.
All right. Well, you want to thank you, Daniel Grimm, for joining us this evening. Marcus, that brings us to the end of another FWWC tonight. Now, before we let you go, we'll one last time thank our sponsors at the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Going to make it real short and sweet this time. If you do not listen to them, make sure you check them out every Wednesday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Obviously, one of my favorite wrestling podcasts that I listen to, and I check it out every week. So make sure you listen in. And one final kind of note here before I let Marcus go ahead and say goodbye. We will be off the next 2 weeks for our Christmas break. We will be back Thursday, January. Let me check my calendar here real quick. We will be back Thursday, January 3rd for our first FWWC Tonight of the new year. So make sure you guys check it out. Marcus, anything else you'd like to leave the FWWC universe with before we take off here this evening?
Yeah, all I'm going to say is everyone have a good holidays. We'll be back at it 2019, stronger, better than ever. And T sucks and Battle Cat. And that is all.
All right. Well, on behalf of Marcus Mayhem, intern Timmy, and everybody else here at the FWWC tonight, I do want to thank you all for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday, Merry Christmas, and a great rest of your evening.
Deuces.